Listen to an interview with a teenage food blogger. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Today we're talking to 17-year-old food blogger and author Davina Wilkes. Hello, Davina.
Hi.
Davina, can you tell us how you became so interested in food and cooking?
Well, when I was 13, my doctor told me I was allergic to a lot of different kinds of food, and that was making me ill. So I was kind of forced to change my diet to stay healthy. I had to cut out what's called processed food, the kind you get in boxes and packages from the supermarket. For months, I was living on mainly chicken and broccoli. I got tired of that eventually, so I started experimenting in the kitchen, and that's where my love of cooking came from. Everyone in my family enjoyed my recipes, and then Mum suggested I start a blog. It got popular, and here I am.
Fantastic. So I imagine you have a very different diet from other people your age.
Yes, quite a lot. Some people might get irritated by questions about what's in your lunchbox and why. I just tell them it makes me feel much better. It's actually quite fun. A few of my friends have changed their diets themselves after I've set out all my reasons and they understand what I'm doing.
What about when you go out with your friends? For example, if you go to a party or out for a meal, do you ever cheat and eat something you're allergic to?
I can't really cheat because it wouldn't be worth it. It's not nice being ill. And I'm not the kind of person who goes, "How can you eat that stuff?" to my friends. I keep my thoughts to myself and just get on with it. I like to make snacks to take along with me and to get my friends to try them. They enjoy that.
I bet they do. I've tried some of your recipes myself and they're amazing. So what do you think about British food today?
It'd be great if everyone started to get into cooking with real food rather than buying boxed or packaged food from the supermarket. I'm not sure that's happening, though. And I love the influence of so many different cultures on British food. You can get stuff these days that you couldn't just a few years ago. People are experimenting with different cuisines from around the world. It's fantastic.
And where do you see yourself in the future? What are your priorities?
My blog is really important to me, and I can't see myself giving that up anytime soon. And of course, I have to keep up the healthy lifestyle, get enough sleep, continue to exercise and eat healthily. But I think top of the list at the moment has to be school, because I'm going to college soon and that's a bit scary. My mum's helping with that.
I'm interested to know how your food choices have influenced your own family. Have they affected them too?
Oh, they're all very supportive. My mum is actually allergic to the same things as me, so we basically eat the same. My dad and brother are different. They aren't allergic, so they can eat normal meals, but everyone is much more aware nowadays. I once caught my brother in a supermarket with his friends, telling them how much sugar there was in a can of Coke. That made me laugh.
That's interesting. What advice would you give to parents who want their kids to eat more healthily?
I'd suggest taking it slowly rather than throwing all their junk food out overnight. That'd make their kids mad. You have to make sure that the healthy options are available so they have a choice when they come home from school between the crisps and the tasty yogurt snack, for example. It helps to leave the healthy treats lying around. They'll hopefully get to appreciate them. Then you can take it further and introduce other things.
Great. So have you got any tips?